Hello everyone and welcome back to Fitter. Thank you for joining me. My name is Sally and this is the fitness podcast where we discuss everything fitness from training, diet, nutrition, mindset, supplements. And I just want to make a really quick episode here based on the question or the statement which I think gets thrown around quite a lot and I hear it quite often. And that's, does coffee burn fat? Can you burn more fat if you drink coffee? The simple answer is yes, but you have to peel it back to really understand. So caffeine within coffee, so decaf coffee isn't going to work, but caffeine within coffee causes thermogenesis within the body, which is basically the core body temperature increasing, and it requires more calories to reduce that back down to normal and maintain a healthy core body temperature. And so it's not necessarily the caffeine which is causing fat burning effects, rather causing calorie burning effects and the calorie deficit that's created that can lead to fat loss. So if you're already watching your diet and you're working out and you're trying to create a deficit, maximizing the deficit by eating lots of thermogenic foods such as caffeine, ginger, spices, proteins, all green tea extract, all these things can help just increase that deficit a little bit more by increasing the body temperature and thermogenesis. And that's a lot of fat burners and pre-workout or intra-workout supplements contain thermogenic ingredients, and that's where a lot of the kick comes from. And that's why if you have any experience with certain either fat burners or pre-workouts, you'll get very, very hot when you exercise or when you take them, and that's essentially a side effect of thermogenesis before the body has cooled itself back down. Obviously we're increasing that temperature, which is why you quite literally physically you get hot and sweat. And so that's about the size of it really. Yes, you can burn more fat if you're drinking coffee or caffeine, although it's obviously optimal to be creating a deficit with a nice clean diet, lots of whole foods and a bit of exercise, plenty of water and some good sleep on the side as well. So as I said, I just wanted a quick episode on that just to touch on the point, because I think that these little hacks can be quite good, especially if you're looking for, you know, extra ways if you're on a fitness journey and want the results as fast as possible. So yeah, let me know if you liked this kind of snippet and I'll make more of them. Thanks for listening and I'll catch you in the next one.